Pastor for the Day 3, Pastor Lee Pickett. Hello, this is Pastor Lee Pickett from the Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. We're looking at faith principles here this morning and today, and we want to look today at Joseph, who looked to the future in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21 and 22. Let's turn there to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 21 and 22. And it reads this way: by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. So we see Jacob was looking for the future. He was like Abraham, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. And the principle that we see here is that Joseph and Jacob, all, they looked to the future, just as you and I should look to the future and live our lives for eternal things, not for temporal things. And verse number 22, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Well, what was those commandments he gave concerning his bones? As Joseph was looking to the future and the deliverance of Israel from the land of Egypt to enter into the promised land. And we know they were there for 400 years in bondage. And this was prophesied long, long before it actually happened. And so Joseph, who was looking to the future, is the faith principle for you and I today, is that you and I should be looking to the future. And what was the commandment that he gave concerning his bones? Well, it's recorded in Genesis 50 and verse 24. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die and go, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from thence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Here we see Joseph look to the future. I'm reminded that we as God's children, the faith principle that I'd like us to see here from Hebrews 11 is this, is that the imminent return of Christ is something that believers are to be looking for. The rapture of the saints, the taking up of the believers to be with the Lord in heaven above. We read this in Hebrews 11, 21 and 22, this faith principle of Joseph. Many today, they're living for for money and things and the things that this world offers. And we are to be in the world, but not of the world. Joseph was in the world and not of the world. He lived for those things which are eternal. His faith, he believed God for a future, not only for Israel, but also a future for you and I, as he looked down through the ages and would have seen and understood there's a future for all those who would believe in the Messiah, in Jesus Christ the Lord, the Savior of all the world. We read this, that he gave commandment concerning his bones because he was concerned. He wanted to make sure that things, that he looked to the future. Just as we should look for our future, as we read, and I wanted to draw our attention to another scripture in 1 John chapter number 3, verse 1 to 3. And we read this, behold, child of God, this is for you and I today. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And the most important part of this passage of Scripture is verse number 3. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. This, the idea of looking and understanding that the rapture of the saints could happen at any time, will keep our hearts in tune with God, will keep us looking up and keep us living in a holy way. This is the faith principle, that we look for Christ's imminent return, as the Word of God would teach us. And I just really, myself personally, each day when I pillow my head at night, I lay down and I say, Lord, I just thank you for this day that you've given, that we've been able to live for thee. And Lord, if you come in the night, we certainly welcome your return. But if we wake in the morning, help us look to the day. We are to live our lives as if the Lord is coming at any moment. and to prepare our lives as if he's not coming for 1,000 years. That's how we as Christians should live, as Joseph lived, as he was the number two man to Pharaoh there in Egypt. And Joseph, who prepared for the future. And I want to encourage those who are listening today who may not have trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that today it is so very simple. It is not difficult. Jesus came to this earth. He is God in flesh. He paid for our sins as a substitute, as Isaiah 53 would teach us. He was crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. And he gives eternal life to all those who would come. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us that if thou, that's you, if you've not been saved and not been born again, that if thou shalt trust in the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. May God bless you, and let's all look for the return of the Lord. And this is Pastor Lee Pickett from Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I've been your pastor for the day.